I normally don't speak on finance.
我通常不谈财务的事。
The very first time that God commissioned me to speak on finance was in the year 1998 in March.
第一次神吩咐我要讲关于财务是1998年的3月。
In a dream, the Lord spoke to me, said, Son, proclaim the message to the body of Christ.
在梦中神对我说，儿子啊，宣告这些话对基督神的真理。
So in 1998 and in 1999, I go all over the world to speak about what God laid on my heart and to give a prophetic warning that the stock market is coming to crash.
所以我就走到1998年、99年，我就走到各地方宣告神给我的信息，股票市场要崩盘。
Many hear the good things, but they forget to hear the warning that was issued forth.
许多人都听到好的消息，但是他们没有听到警告要发生的事。
I pray that you don't listen part of the message, but you listen the entire message.
我祷告你不只是听到一部分的信息，要听到全部的信息。
And this is the second time again in March this year, the Lord says, Son, I want you to go again to speak to my people.
这是今年三月，我第二次听到关于财务的神说，儿子，你要再次对我的百姓。
I am sent by God to your nation.
我是被神差派到别的国家来的。
I am bringing to you an apostolic message from heaven.
我是带给你们使徒性的信息从天上来的。
I am not invited by men, but I'm sent by God.
我不是被人邀请，我是被神差派。
So I want you to hear very carefully what God has to say.
So I want you to hear very carefully what God has to say.
The scope of this topic on finance is very broad. In order to cover it comprehensively, I feel that it will take 1 month.
说实在话，如果要讲得非常完整，大概要花一天的时间。
Three days here is not enough, or 2 days here is not enough.
两天是不够的。
Even we are going to continue our seminar this month on the 15th to the 18th.
我们在15号到18号，在这个月我会继续这个题目。
跟他们讲在哪一个地方？
啊，我们是在。国军文艺中心哦，晚上请各位记得15号到18号，详细的题目。
We will continue to speak on where we start from this place.
我们今晚上所开始的呢，在那里要继续把它讲。
And I pray that you will come to hear the entire message.
我祷告你们会继续去参加那个机会，能够听到完整的信息。
What you hear in these 2 days is only part of the whole.
你这两天所听到只是全部的一部分。
And I pray that you will come on 15 to the 18th.
我祷告15号到18号你们能来。
And then next year when I come again,
明年我到我再来的时候
，I will say continue part two.
神说有第二步。
Because if I share part two now,
因为现在。
You will not be ready to handle that revelation.
因为你们还没有预备好要来掌握这个启示。
When I begin to share some of my revelation I gave to my wife stared blank at me.
当我跟我的太太分享一些我得到的启示，我太太就这样的瞪着看着我。
When I share this revelation to my co-workers, all of them stared blank at me.
所以当我分享中。这个启示给我们同胞，他们也是这样瞪着我。
They took 7 days to understand what I told them.
他们花了7天才能够明白我所分享给他们的。
And they say, Lord, this is revelation.
他们就说，主啊，这是启示。
So I pray that you will keep coming to hear.
所以我祷告你要继续来。
Not only myself or any other speaker that come, hear them.
不只是我自己，另外其他的讲员如果来，也听听他们所分享的。
Amen.
Amen.
And you'll keep hearing and hearing the word of God.
你会继续听到神的话。
Amen. You know what I'm trying to do is as I speak to you, I'm trying to sense His presence.
当我们跟你们分享的时候，我要来感受神的同在。
I want to sense the Lord in this meeting.
我要感受到神在这个聚会当中。
Tonight is the first night. And I want to share to you a message entitled Sowing Prophetically in the Seasons of God.
今天晚上跟你们谈的这个主题是在这个神的时候里面撒下种子。
And tomorrow night I'm going to talk to you what God has given me at 1:25 in the morning to declare the words in Taiwan. Tomorrow night we will release the prophetic word.
今天我要跟各位分享信言的话语关于台湾。
What did God have in mind for the people of Taiwan?
神对台湾的百姓在我的意念里面一切的话语。
Amen. Now would you turn your Bible with me to the book of Mark tonight? The book of Mark chapter 14. And it's reading from verse 3. And being in Bethany. Now if you understand the English word, the word being, B-E-I-N-G. It is talking about the being, the inner self of a man. May your heart be here tonight. May your being be focused on hearing the word of God. In the house of Simon the leper, and as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head.
地平把刀高在耶稣的头上。
How do we find Jesus?
我们如何发现耶稣？
How do we find Jesus?
我们如何找到耶稣？
When we come with an alabaster box,
当我们拿上了珍贵的膏油。
When you have a heart to look for Jesus, you will find him.
当你有心要寻找耶稣，你会找他。
No one can stop you from meeting him. Even though you were the house of a Pharisee, nothing can, no religion can stop her from meeting her Lord. Do you have an alabaster box tonight? Many people are looking for the healing anointing to heal the wounds of their hearts. But do you have an alabaster box of ointment? Many people are coming with the struggles and the needs of their hearts. But do you have an alabaster box of ointment tonight? This is the crux of the matter. Whatever that I've shared to you for the past 2 minutes are powerful statements. I want to give you what I experience in my life. You know how God feeds me for 1.5 years in my sabbatical leave. When you have an alabaster box of spikenard ointment, and that box is not for yourself. That box is for Jesus. Many people live for themselves. They don't live for God. And that's why their life is so meaningless. This woman's life was so precious, that was so honored by the Lord. When you come here tonight, what do you have in your heart? Do you have an alabaster box of ointment for Jesus? And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? I'm telling you that not many people like to talk about giving. When you give, some people will be envious and say, why do you give? Not many people like to hear about the talk on finance. Why do you release this waste upon the church? Why do you release this waste of this ointment on the man of God for Jesus? This is the same today. If you have this question in your heart, why this waste? I'm telling you, that's why you are a wasted life tonight. I'm provoking your thinking tonight. I'm telling you, I'm provoking at your thinking tonight. Learn to think deeper than what is covered on the surface. When you give to God, is it a waste? Do you feel that what you give away has been wasted? All these years of sowing is a waste? Do you know why you call it a waste? Because you have been very calculative. You are like Judas Iscariot, calculated, oh, 300 pence, he can sell this box for 300 pence. Very calculative. And he says that it might be sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor, and they murmured against her. I'm telling you, your giving is more than 300 pence. Whatever you give unto God, the value of that giving is more than 300 pence tonight. I'm telling you, there is an eternal value in giving unto God. For this giving has been recorded for all time in the book of Mark chapter 14. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. I'm telling you, the record of this giving is imprinted in the book of life. I'm telling you, your giving has an eternal value. It is more than what you give. Because what you give to man is 300 pence, but what you put into the hand of God is more than 300 pence. Whatever God bestowed on her had an everlasting honor in time to come. Pastor, is my giving such a worthy giving? Look at what Jesus said about giving. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She has wrought a good work on me.
耶稣说,
for you have poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do them good, but me you have not always. She have done what she could. I'm telling you about giving, the art of giving, and the skill of giving. Verse 8 says, she has done what she could.
Do
you give? Have you done what you can? Do you just tip God like you tip a waiter in a restaurant? She had done what she could. I'm telling you, God knows your giving. Jesus had never met her before. But yet Jesus knows account. She said she had done her best. In other words, Jesus knows her financial statement. I'm telling you, each time you give Jesus, I know. Jesus said to the people, he said, I know she had done what she could. She has come forth to anoint my body to the burial. Verily I say unto you, whosoever preach this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world. This also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Her giving was not only in the right amount, but it was also in the right timing. Because she gave for the burial, the death at Calvary. Jesus came into this world at the right season, at the right Kairos time. Jesus is going to the cross. She came within the boundary of the seasons of God. And look at what Jesus says about a giver. You know, the more I study about finance, the more I am shocked. Because if I were to read this Bible religiously, you know how I read this Bible in verse 9? Verily, this woman had preached the gospel to him and win many souls, cast out devils, healed the sick. Therefore, whenever he preaches gospel, please remember her. No, she only did one thing. That one thing is not casting out devil. That one thing is not healing the sick. It was to you and to some of us carnal thing, money. What? Money has such power? Money elevate her to such an honor? You see, we don't see through the eyes of God, and that's why we are from accepting this verse. We want religion, we don't want revelation. Religion says, if I do more work for God, God will highly honor me. But Revelation says, she was honored only because of one thing, it was money. She only did one thing. She sold to a man called Jesus in the Kairos season of God. It is so different. Your giving impact the heart of God. Do you know it was not just Jesus speaking, but the Father in Jesus speaking out of the lips of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, our Father God is impressed with giving. I'm telling you, whether you can accept this truth or not, this is the truth. The Father God in heaven is impressed with her giving. I'm telling you, what you are hearing is coming forth prophetically to you. Some of you just heard something, but you haven't catch it. Can I say something in advance? Do you know what I do when I come to this nation with this apostolic message? There's only one prayer. I say, Lord, get them out of poverty. Get them out of poverty. I'm telling you, you don't understand the depth of what this message is all about. Even in the coming seminar on the 15th to the 18th, we are going to talk about the spirit of wisdom. A lot of people do not know how to make right decisions in life. And we are going to talk about the spirit of wisdom, and we're going to define it, and we're going to teach it, and we're going to demonstrate it on the spot. You say, Pastor, when will you share? You just come and you will be blessed every night. Amen. But don't stop there. They continue to say, and Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priest to betray him unto death. And when they heard, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he saw how he might conveniently betray Jesus.
好,十二个门徒之中有一个家内人犹大,七件祭司长,要把耶稣交给他们,他们听见就欢喜,又愿意给他银子,他就行事如何,得便把耶稣交给他们。Now
here you have two B's, verse 3 to verse 9, she came to bless Jesus.
这两件事,第三节到第九节,这个妇人来要祝福耶稣。
Verse 10 and 11, Judas came to betray Jesus.
第十节,第十一节,犹大要出卖耶稣。
She came to bless Jesus with money.
这个姐妹来,用钱来祝福耶稣。
Judas came to betray Jesus also because of money.
犹大出卖耶稣也是为了钱。
Money can be your master or your servant, depends on the condition of your heart. Now we don't have time to refer, but in Luke chapter 7 verse 39, and the Pharisees were whispering among themselves and saying, If he is a prophet, how come he don't know, he don't discern that this woman is a sinner?
这个这些完善的说话，如果他是个先知，他怎么不能分辨这个妇人是个罪人呢？
Now understand the context of the story.
请明白这整个的故事.
It was a house filled with religious people.
这个整个王子呢，都充满了宗教的人士.
I'm telling you, if you are religious tonight, you will not like what I tell you.
如果告诉你，如果你是宗教人士，你不会喜欢我所跟你们讲的.
Filled with religious people, and here comes a sinner.
充满了宗教人士来了一个罪人.
A sinner came and saw Jesus.
一个罪人来，然后高抹耶稣.
Amen. Are you a sinner?
你是罪人吗?
Do you feel that you have did many things wrong and you cannot forgive yourself?
你觉得你做了很多错的事情，你不能被饶恕吗?
And you're looking for a breakthrough for your life?
你寻找你的生命能够有突破吗?
A sinner meeting a holy man of God.
一个罪人遇见的一个人中间的圣者.
Your past does not equal your future.
你的过去并不等于你的未来.
I repeat again, your past does not equal your future.
大家一遍，你的过去并不等于你的未来.
Because this woman in the past was a sinner, but when she comes to Jesus, her future was changed. She becomes a brand new creature in Christ.
我告诉你，这个妇人过去是个罪人，但是她遇见耶稣以后，她完全改变，变成一个很明亮的一个人。
If you are facing struggles in your life, come this Sunday morning.
如果你对过去是非常的挣扎，礼拜天请你来。
Because Sunday morning we are going to talk about a message that will encourage you.
礼拜天我们讨论的信息会鼓励你。
Your future is greater than your past.
你的未来是你过会被创造胜过你的过去。
Your future is always greater than your past.
你的未来都是比你过去更伟大.
You don't understand.
你不明白.
You're still bound by your past.
那你仍然被过去捆绑.
It's time to let go.
现在知道你释放了.
I'm telling you, the future, your future is greater than your past.
我告诉你的未来比过去更伟大.
Her past that she was a worthless sinner.
她的过去过去是个罪人.
Her future is that she will be honored and praised and remembered by all saints throughout all generations.
但是呢，未来呢是被整个世代都纪念。
Don't worry about your past.
对你的过去不要忧虑。
Come to Jesus and Jesus can transform you and give you a bright future.
来到耶稣面前，耶稣会给你一个很明亮的未来。
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just started the message.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们信息要开始。
We have just started.
我们才开始。
You remember Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, he said, you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Do you know what Paul was saying?
你知道保罗所说的吗?
Do you know what Paul was praying?
你知道保罗的祷告吗?
He's saying that you, talking about us,
他说到你就是关于我们,
not filled with blessedness or filled with peace,
并不是被祝福或者平安充满,
I'm telling you the greatest need of this hour is to be filled with the knowledge of his will.
我告诉你，未来这个小时最伟大的是会被他的智慧来充满。
No. Yeah. Be filled with the knowledge of His will.
被他的这个乃至知道神旨，乃至知道他的旨意。
You say I know the will of God? No.
你说我已经知道神的旨意吗？ Who?
You may know part of the will of God.
你可能知道神旨意的一部分。
You may have a glimpse of the will of God.
你可能一点点神的旨意。
You said, Pastor, how do I know the will of God?
你说，牧师啊，我如果知道神的旨意。
Are you ready? All intercessors, are you ready? Paul tells you how to be filled with the knowledge of his will. He says that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. You still don't get it. You don't get it. Because you don't look at the detail. He said to be filled. Amen. I like brother, he's full of joy. To be filled with the knowledge of his will. Now watch the next word. With all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Are you filled with all spiritual wisdom and understanding? Then you will have the accurate, the true knowledge of his will. God's word is the document of his will. This book of life is the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of God, all written in a document. I pray that your thinking will be challenged. You know, most people come, they don't process their mind. They don't know that the Word of God is beyond the surface. You know why? Because some words that I say, you better write it down. Because if you don't write it down, you will forget. So it's very important to write it down. Some of the things that I'm going to share, it will touch your mind because you need to go home and process it. You say, okay, Pastor, give me an example. Right now, I'm going to give you an example. So would you all now turn with me? Flip your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 8,
verse
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 and verse 11.
第八节跟十一节,
now let me read first. God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, that you may have an abundance for every good work. That's in verse 8. Verse 11. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality. Now let us see whether you have the knowledge of God's will over the matter of giving. What is God's will concern a giver?
神关于奉献者他怎样的关心呢?
Now Paul says here, he reveals the knowledge of his will right now in verse 8.
第八节他讲到神关于
Pastor, I'm struggling in life.
牧师啊,我在我的生命当中有挣扎。
Pastor, I've been praying and I don't have a breakthrough.
牧师啊,我已经祷告还是没有突破。
Why am I struggling?
我仍然在挣扎。
Why am I having not the breakthrough and my answer is not coming? Has God forgotten me?
神是不是忘了我?
No!
Oh.
You know what God say?
你知道神怎么说吗?
He said, God is able.
神能够,
This is what the Bible says in verse 8. Paul says, God is able.
第八节,
I'm telling you, when you start giving, you will begin to experience the grace of God. God is able.
我告诉你,
I'm telling you, when you give, you will understand that God is able.
我告诉你,
I'm telling you, when you begin to give, the ability of God will be imparted to you.
我告诉你，当你开始给的时候，神能够能力就在你生命当中。
Understand the power of giving, and you will watch how the hand of God being able to come into your life and bring the deliverance.
当你能够给的时候，神的能力就临到你的生命当中，你就会开始被释放。
A lot of people don't understand the operations of God and how God moves.
许多人不知道神的运作，而且神知道神怎样运作。
Because we don't have a knowledge of His will concerning giving. Because we don't read carefully what Paul says in this verse. To a giver, God is able. I'm telling you, I've experienced the ability of God in my life because of giving.
我告诉你，在我生命当中，我经历到神能，因为在我给了以后。
A lot of people say that they don't have the ability of God. I'm telling you, once you give, you will see God is able in your life. Until you really give, you have not experienced the revelation, God is able.
直到你开始奉献，开始给了，你不能经历到神是能给的神。
Pastor Raha, I'm a worthless person. I have nothing in my life.
哦，牧师，我是没用的人，我在我生命当中什么都没有啊。
I don't have gifts. I don't have money. I don't have a future.
我没有钱，我没有才干，我未来都什么没有。
You know what the Bible says in verse 8?
你知道第八节是这样讲的吗？
Watch, he says this. God is able to make.
这里讲说神能够将各样。
I'm telling you, you will see the actions of God coming into manifestation. God coming to make something in you.
我告诉你，当你这样写的时候，你会让神能彰显在你的生命当中。
God is able to make, talking about the creative ability of God, the creator God, will able to make something in you out of nothing.
神是一个创造者，神什么都万物成就。所以当你这样做的时候，神能将各样的坚毅在你身上。
I'm telling you tonight, if you understand the scripture, if you understand thoroughly the knowledge of His will, I'm telling you, this is your breakthrough tonight.
我告诉你们，当你有这样的知识，知道当你给神的能，这样今晚上你就会有突破。
You know why Christians are struggling?
你开始为你的事业挣扎吗？
I'm coming here to stop the end of all your struggles in life.
我今天晚上来就是告诉你，你今天要挑战你所有的挣扎。
I've seen good Christians, sincere Christians, honest Christians struggling.
我看到许多的好的基督徒，很严肃、很正直的基督徒，但是却是在挣扎。
My goodness, tonight let all struggles end here.
哦，不，今天晚上所有的挣扎停止了。
You say how, Pastor?
你说牧师啊，如何啊？
The Bible say according to the will of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, the will of God.
我告诉你，按照神的话语跟你说，说第九章第八节，神的话语是这样应许。
You know what it says?
那怎么说呢？
When you give to God,
当你给神，
God is able to make all grace coming upon your life.
神能将各样的恩惠，
I'm telling you, God is able to flood your life with grace upon grace. Every form of grace will come into your life.
Oh, 我们怎么能够按上脚，按上脚，让你的生命发挥？
You still don't get it.
你还是没得到。
Because you don't understand what is grace.
你不知道怎么能恩惠。
What is grace?
什么是恩惠啊?
Sorry, I talk like that. I'm not trying to belittle you. Sorry, alright? I'm just speaking, alright? You know my heart. So what is grace?
什么是恩惠?
Grace is the empowerment and the impartation of God's ability for you to be successful and prosperous and effective in life.
恩惠就是跟神连接，神会使你的生命有效力，有恩典，有丰盛，这是恩惠。
When all grace come upon you, brother, you make it in life.
当各样的恩惠临到你的时候，你的生命就得着了。
When all grace come upon you, sister, I'm telling you, you will make it in life. 你得着了，你成功了。哦，姐妹，当恩惠临到你的时候，你就成功了。 I'm telling you, people say, God, give me more grace. God, give me more grace.
哦，就是一些弟兄们说，主啊，给我更多恩惠，给我更多恩惠。
Now I'm not talking to you about a lie. I'm talking to you what Paul say.
我并不是讲别的书，是讲到保罗这里所讲的。
All grace, all power, all ability, all supernatural help and assistance come upon your life.
各样的恩惠，各样的能力，各样超自然的临到你的生命。
Now notice he say it about to you, the giver.
就是你关键点在你，你是这给的人。
I'm telling you, when you start to give, you will have this testimony in your life.
我告诉你，当你开始奉献，你的生命会有见证，有开始。
You will always open your mouth and say, always, always, 常常，都是常常，always,
always, 常常。
Not only on Sunday, but always. Not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but always. Not only 2002, but always in 2003, always in 2004. Can I share with you the good news tonight? That it must break all struggles in your life. Are you ready? This is the knowledge of God's will. Always. Having. You are not poor. You are having. You have something. You have the grace of God operating in your life. He said, having all sufficiency in everything. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, the days of insufficiency is over. I wonder if tonight, if you really know the knowledge of God's will, would you still stay poor, broke, and disgusted in life?
如果你经过了今天晚上，还是在这个贫穷的光景，
I'm telling you, the days of insufficiency is over.
我告诉你，缺乏日子已过去了。
If you really understand what Paul said, I'm telling you, the days of poverty is over.
我告诉你，如果你明白了我所讲的那么缺少贫穷的日子已经过去了。
Now I'm not bragging, I am boasting about what I know.
我不是吹牛，我是跟你们讲的，我所知道的。
I'm telling you, I'm telling you what I know. What do I know? When I become a giver, God will make all grace abound to me. And this is my testimony. Having always sufficiency in everything. I'm telling you, everything needs everything. I'm telling you, everything needs everything. There is no lack in everything that you have. I'm telling you, what do you lack? Including a lifetime partner. I'm telling you, you will say, I have sufficiency in everything. You say, is that all? I'm telling you, the good news has not ended yet. He says you may have an abundance. I'm telling you, you give and you find that giving is a waste of money. I'm telling you, you don't understand why you give. Ladies and gentlemen, hear carefully the knowledge of His will tonight. Giving doesn't make you poor. The devil tells you each time you give to the kingdom, you are poorer. Who tells you? Ladies and gentlemen, the knowledge of God's will says when you give, you have an abundance. I didn't tell you a lie, I'm telling you what the Bible
says.
The revelation is the more you give, the more you have abundance for every good deed. And you know what it says in verse 11? You will be enriched in everything. He said, my, that's me. No, it may be poor of you. You know why? It's not for you. It's not for you.
不属于你的.
Oh, Pastor, that's why you say it's for me. Now you say in verse 11, not for me.
Oh, 第八节你说是为我, 十一节你说又不是为我.
So what kind of me are you talking about? What kind of noodle you are talking about?
我不是讲到牛肉，你是讲讲个面，是不是啊？
Because there is a qualifying condition.
因为这是有条件的一个条件.
How many of you want to be a partaker of the promise of verse 8?
有多少人希望第八节的应许跟你有关?
You really want it?
Yeah.
Here it is. He says, you will be enriched in everything for all liberality, all generosity.
Oh, 你希望凡事不足在慷慨在各方面。
If you are not generous, if you are not generous, this verse 8 will say goodbye to you. Bye bye. He will not come and bless you. You must be generous. And that is why we are talking about this woman with the alabaster box of ointment. What you sow prepares your tomorrow. I don't like the idea of people saying, Pastor, how are you?
我不喜欢人家说牧师你好吗?
You know why?
为什么呢?
Because I know my tomorrow.
因为我知道我的明天如何.
I know my tomorrow.
我知道我的明天如何.
Only those who got revelation say, Pastor, how are you?
那些人不知道明天的台长牧师你如何.
I know my tomorrow.
我知道我的明天.
You say, how do you know your tomorrow?
你说你如何知道你的明天呢?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you a way that even if you are not a prophet, you will know your tomorrow.
我告诉你们，兄弟兄弟们，即使你不是先知，你都会知道你的明天。
You want to know how do you know your tomorrow?
你知道如何知道你的明天吗?
What you sow prepares your tomorrow.
你今天所撒的种预备你的明天。
You can know your tomorrow now.
你现在你可以知道明天。
I know when I give.
我知道当我给人。
My tomorrow is God is able.
我的明天神是可以的。
When I give, I know my tomorrow. God is able to make all grace abound to me.
当我给的时候，神明天把各样的恩惠，通通的加给我。
When I give, I know my tomorrow that I will have sufficiency always in all things.
当我给的时候，我明我所有一切所需要，神都会供应。
Once I give, I know my tomorrow that I will have my abundance.
当我给，我知道我的明天，而且我会非常的丰盛。
I'm telling you, this is a powerful statement that you can prepare your destiny. A lot of people say, Pastor, how's my future? I'm telling you, your future is good. If you know how to prepare your tomorrow.
有人就说牧师啊，我的明天如何？未来如何？我告诉你，未来在哪？如果你知道如何，我预备明天。
If you understand what I say tonight, what you sow prepares your tomorrow.
如果你知道今天晚上我讲的，你所撒的种，为明天预备。
Today's sowing is tomorrow's harvest.
今天所撒的种，明天的收割。
Do you want to have a good future?
你希望有好的未来吗?
A harvest of good blessing?
一个很有祝福的收割吗?
Today's sowing is tomorrow's harvest.
今天所撒的种，明天可以收割。
Now I'm going to write one statement now. Say one statement to you right now.
现在我给你说的，请记下来，我的宣告。
Where you go from here is totally up to you.
你要往哪里，从这里往哪里去，全部完全在乎你的决定。
Go back and think about this statement.
我要自己思想这个宣言。
In the light of what I've said, in the light of all that I've said, where you go from here is totally up to you.
我整个生命当中，我就这样说，你要往哪里走，都是由你自己来决定。
Because what did I say? What you sow prepares your tomorrow.
因为我说，你现在所撒的种是为你明天预备的。But
we come back to Mark 14 about this woman.
请再回到十四节这个妇人。
This woman sold something great called an alabaster box of ointment.
这个妇人撒了。
I really enjoyed tonight's sermon. I've never preached this sermon before. Sowing advanced God's purpose on the earth. Because God's plan and God's purpose is that He will send His Son to Calvary. And this woman sowing advanced God's purpose on the earth.
这个妇人就是撒下神在这个地上的计划.
This woman sowed to propagate and promote the move of God.
这个妇人这个高香
This is the significant thing about giving. Your giving always advances God's plan. Her giving was so timely for His death and His burial.
他的这个给予呢，是为了他的这个死亡跟埋葬。
And that's why I say she was sowing prophetically in the seasons of God.
所以我说，这个妇人是高在这个关键的一点的时刻。
When I was pondering this Mark 14, I have no title, have no clue what I'm going to speak.
讲到这个十四章，我没有什么，没有标题来讲这个题目。
By the way, as I begin to pray and pray and meditate, and the Lord says, "Son, entitled sowing prophetically in the seasons of God."
当我继续祷告，神就跟我说，儿子啊，撒下这个预言收割的这个时刻。
Can I say something in advance?
请再让我再说一下，再提前说一下。
In the coming days, from now until 15 to 18, this period of time,
那么在这段时间，从现在开始这段时间，
until the next seminar in 15 to 18,
一直到下个礼拜的这个15到18号的这个研习会，
I'm going to say many shocking things.
我要跟你们说很多关键的事情。
I'm going to shock your intellect.
我要
Because you are not prepared to hear revelation. What I'm going to say is going to shock you. But I came to renew your mind. So that you think like what God thinks. So get ready to be shocked.
所以请预备好震撼。
Tonight you are really shocked.
今天你接受到震撼了。
The God says He's able to make all grace abound is a shocking statement.
哇，神能够把这样的恩惠给你，已经是一个很震撼的宣言。
Now let's divide the division carefully.
请各位要很仔细的来分辨。
Mark chapter 12 onwards from verse 38 to 44, it talks about money motives.
马可福音十二章四十四到四十六是讲到财务。
Then, couple.动机
哦
，money motives，
讲到财务的动机。
Then in Mark chapter 13 verse 34 to 37, it talks about money stewardship。
但是四节到三十六，十三章三十到三十六讲到这个管家，东西的管家，财务的中心管家。
How do you handle money in the right spirit？
你如何用正确的语言来掌管财务
？And then now we come to Mark chapter 14.
然后我们来到马可十四章。
We call it money investment.
我们称为财务的投资。
I'm telling you, Mark 14 is talking about money investment, investing in the right place.
我告诉你，十四章是讲到财务的投资，投资在一个正确的位置。
I'm telling you, people invest in the stock market and they were disappointed.
我告诉你，如果你投资在股票市场，你会失望的。
But this woman invested her money in Jesus, the next move of God. She profited greatly.
这个妇人把她的金钱投资在耶稣基督，谁不要成就的这个事情，她的未来真是大大的丰收。
Then in Mark chapter 15, verse 24, to chapter 15, talks about money exchange.
那么马可福音十四章二十四节讲到金钱的交易
啊，十五章二十四节 ，is talking about money exchange，
就讲到钱的这个交换。
You know what happened? They took the garment from Jesus and spread it among the soldiers。
他们把耶稣抓起来给这个天天。
You know what that mean?
你知道是什么意思吗
？They took the garment from Jesus. They spread it.Among the soldiers, you know what that means?
他们把这个天天分开，这是什么意思呢？把他的外袍分开，这个分他的衣服。
People read on the surface and don't understand the prophetic meaning.
许多人还是在用这个字义上面不知道预言的话。
You know what it means? It means this. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter.8 verse 9 Jesus was made poor that through his poverty that you will be rich.
这是在讲到哥林多后书第八章第九节讲到的耶稣基督为我们成为贫穷叫应当贫穷可以成为富足。
He was so poor on the cross that there was not even a shirt to his body. He was naked.
他在十字架上是真的贫穷，甚至没有衣服可以遮盖他的身体。
But through his poverty, his children might be made rich.
透过他的贫穷，他的儿女可以成为富足。
If I tell you next year what I speak, it will shock you that you will leave this place for 3 days, 3 nights thinking what I say.
明年我跟各位分享以后，你会更加的震撼，你要3天3夜思想我所跟你们分享的。
Because it shocked me for 6 months.
因为他震撼了我六个月。
For 6 months, the Lord began to speak, and I went deep into meditation, and deeply I understand what it means finally.
当神对我说以后，花了太长的时间昼夜的默想，然后后来我才明白。
And then finally, the last chapter, Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 20, talks about money mission.
那么十六章。最后就讲到钱的宣教。
What is money for? Money is for the Great Commission.
金钱是为什么？是为了大使命。
Therefore, from chapter 12 to chapter 16, it talks about money.
所以从十二节到十六节都谈到钱。
Now we come back to Mark 14.
让我们回到马可福音十四章。
Now we divided Mark 14 verse 3 to verse 9 as one section, verse 10 and verse 11 as a second section.
第三节到第九节是一部分，十一节又是另外一部分。
Because verse 3 to verse 9 centered on one character called Mary.
那么三到九节一个中心就是玛利亚。
And then verse 10 and verse 11 centered on another character called Judas Iscariot.
那么另外一个就是犹大的性格。
And so we can say there are two kinds of givers in Mark 14. We have Mary, the lowly sinner. Then we have Judas, the crafty hypocrite. So you have Mary represent selflessness in giving. Judas represents selfishness in hoarding. And so with that, I want to highlight to you in 2 Corinthians. Would you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9? Verse 6 and 7. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
第六节讲说,
ladies and gentlemen, there are two kinds of givers. Some sow sparingly, others sow bountifully. Who are you?
你是谁呀?
You belong to which group?
你在哪一个团体里面?
God is asking you, are you the one that sows sparingly or are you the one that sows bountifully?
神在问你,
then in verse 7 he says, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. If tonight you understand verse 6 and verse 7, you will be connected to the blessing in verse 8 that we just preached.
如果你明白第六节、第七节、阿莲节、第八节，你会成为富足的人。
Now here we will find four wrong attitudes in giving.
所以这里我们会看到有四种角色奉献的态度。
Verse 6 talks about one wrong attitude.
第六节讲到一种奉献的角色，两个人的态度。It is
those that sow sparingly.
就是傻的傻哦。
I call it the poor man's excuse.
我告诉你,
don't talk to me about giving. I'm not interested. I don't have money. I'm not able to give.
我没有钱,
if this is your excuse,
如果这是你的借口,
I want to refer you one chapter earlier.
我要提醒你,
chapter 8, verse 2.
第八章第二节,
in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflow in the wealth of their liberality.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. You know who is the you that is mentioned there?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,格林多后书9章第8节讲到,神能够将各恩惠多多的加给你们,我们所服侍的神是谁呢?
No, no. Who is that you that God wants to make all grace abound?
你是怎样的人,可以接近神要把一个祸恩给你?
This you in verse 8 talks about the chapter 8, the people that are so poor in Macedonia. Do you know? They have all the excuses not to give to God. No. They have every excuse not to give to God. Do you know why? Because the Bible said they are so deep in poverty. That's why if you are poor, you still have no excuse not to give, because these believers are deep in poverty. I'm telling you, God, why God wants your money? To make you more poor? You go to get it. You know why God wants you to give? So that God can rescue you from deep poverty. That's what God did for the Macedonian believer. He said, all grace will abound to you from today. Macedonian believer, from today! Your deep poverty is over. From today, you have a sufficiency. From today, you have abundance. Ladies and gentlemen, why God wants you to give? Because God wants you to end all the struggles in your living. God doesn't want your money, God wants to give you deliverance. You know, being a Chinese, I have to renew my mind. Because a lot of people want to bless me, I think I say, oh, 不要了。要但是不要。要又不要。为什么呢？还是。不好意思。 We are Chinese. So a lot of time when people want to give me things, my Chinese mind stopped me from receiving. But one day God changed my mind. He says, listen very carefully what I'm going to say. God says, son, receive their blessing and their money. Because if you refuse their giving, they have no way to receive their breakthrough. And God says, son, receive their giving so that I can come and make all grace abound in their life. And when that happened, when the revelation came, I'm telling you, I'm like a vacuum cleaner, I suck your money. The moment you say you want to give to me, I will suck it. When I suck in my mind, revelation, this man is going to have a breakthrough. I have never experienced people who give to men of God are poor. Everyone that gives, I say, the days of your poverty is over. I keep telling them, you are over. Your breakthrough is coming. Your business contract is coming. Your employment is going to come. Your promotion is going to come. And every one of them that I contact all prosper. Two years ago, there was a brother that wants to negotiate a contract, and they were trying to get the contract from a multinational NIC corporation, and they said, Pastor, there's no chance to get the contract. I say, we will change the verdict. Is to get the petrol station from the corporation to take it. I say, it is written, you will get your contract. He said, how do you know? I say, you have given to my life, and I'm telling you, you are going to get your contract. And he got his number 10 contract, the 10 petrol station. Ten petrol stations. I'm telling you, you don't understand the power of giving yet. I'm telling you, when you give, you are preparing your tomorrow. I'm telling you, your breakthrough and your deliverance and your salvation is in your giving. You may not catch what I'm trying to say. Next year, when I share on personal testimony, you will understand deep.
明年我讲到我个人的见证，你会更深的明白我所讲的。You
know what God told Moses?
你知道神怎么对摩西说？In
Exodus chapter 30, verse 15, you know what God told Moses?
使徒行传30章15节，神怎么对摩西说呢？
在出埃及30章第15节， you know what they say? To the rich and to the poor, they gave the same amount, half a shekel for the temple tax. The rich and the poor gave the same amount. God knew there will be a poor man's excuse. Oh God, not fair, I don't have the money. So I say, okay, I make it a rule, equality. Everybody gives the same amount. Do you know that God is so merciful? You know what? He make a special provision for the poor. And this special provision is made in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 21 and 22. It talks about the poor man, if they cannot afford to give much, they can give according to their level of ability.
Hello, 贫穷不能预备谷。
If you are poor, you may only offer two pigeons or flour as your giving to God. 面粉. If you are slightly richer, you can give two pigeons.
如果你稍微的富足一点，你可以再更多鸽子，两个鸽子啊。
Why in Luke chapter 2 verse 24, Joseph and Mary were poor. They offered two pigeons as a sacrifice on the 8th day of Jesus' birth to God.
我在福音书里面，玛利亚跟约瑟呢是贫穷的人，所以在耶稣第八天生日的时候奉献鸽子。
Whether you are rich or you are poor, God made provision. Everyone will give in His kingdom. Because God knows, if there is no giving, there's no way out for you. I'm telling you, I've seen too many people struggle in finance. They struggle, they don't know. It is not merely holiness that brings you to prosperity. It is understanding the law of His operation in the kingdom economy. Businessman, if you don't understand this, you will never have breakthrough in your business.
各位同章的亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你不知道这个法则，你不会有突破。I'm
very excited to talk to you about giving.
我跟各位讲到奉献，我是非常兴奋的。Because
I know something.
因为我知道有些事情。
I know tonight.
我知道今天晚上。And
in the subsequent nights.
是一个很特别的晚上。In
the days to come, as I preach in Taiwan, all these days in Taipei, I know I come with a mission.
在未来的台北，在台湾，我知道我谈到了这个使命。God
has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, so that they will be poor no more.
神让我成为一个贫穷的。
you with the word of God. I'm telling you, if you give your heart and your ear to what I speak, if you take the sermon seriously, you want to know how you take the word of God seriously? You know how to end your poverty? Do you want a recommendation, a solution? Okay, I'll tell you how. For all the messages I'm going to preach on finance in this place and in the next place, you buy all the tapes, you hear each tape 30 times.
每天听30次，不是每天，每一个卡带听30次。
一天听30次则消化不良。 You hear this message over and over and over and over again. You say, why must like that? Because I come not just with a tie. You don't know what I carry. You don't know what I carry.
你不知道我带什么?
I'm carrying a financial anointing.
因为我带着财务的恩膏.
For the past 2 weeks, I soak myself for more than 12 hours on scriptures.
因为过去两个礼拜，我每天都超过30小时，我都紧紧来.
From morning to night, I was soaking. When I met my wife, he said, there's something coming out of your eyes and your nose and your mouth. The mind of God rocks my mind. And I carry the knowledge of God's will in my mind. I know what I'm talking. I've been living in the Word day and night, night and day. If you give, giving reveals your spirituality. Because giving exposes the condition of your heart towards God. Let me tell you, don't be blunt when people tell you don't give. I'm telling you, I know what's inside the heart. There is a cheap spirit in their soul, stinginess. I'm telling you, giving will cure you of every stinginess. Sometimes when I saw people blessed, I look at the offering and say, you must have keep it. Because you will never get your breakthrough. When they give, I look at the offering, I say, you should have kept it. In my mind, you should have kept it. Because you never have the breakthrough. He said, Pastor. He said, oh, Pastor, why you talk like that? I talk because I know. He said, Pastor, what do you know? You see, one thing I determined in my heart, I want to be a man that knows the will of God. What do I know?
我所知道的是什么?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you sow sparingly, you will have a sparing harvest.
现在弟兄姐妹，如果你撒下了这个少的、少种的，你就少收。
你喜欢少收吗？ 那么为什么常说我给了还埋怨神？ Because you don't understand this law.
因为你不明白主。
You say I give. No, you don't understand.
你说我给，但是你不明白。
I'm telling you, actually, I need 1 month to teach you on giving.
事实上，我需要一个月来教导关于奉献。
Then you fully understand.
那你会完全明白。
Because giving involves many levels of spiritual operations.
因为奉献在包含了很多属灵的阶段的情况。
You know what the Bible says? He says when you give in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, you will have a harvest of righteousness.
因为在哥林多后书第九章说，你拔种会收这个公义。
You know what harvest of righteousness means?
你知道收割公义是什么意思呢？
It proves that a man's heart is right before God.
那证明这个人的心在神面前是正确的。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to shock you now.
我并不是要
I'm going to shock you. No, I'm going to shock you now.
我并不是要
Are you ready for a shock?
你要不要被震撼呢？
啊，这是一个 无形的电来电你。Let's take a look at Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. Verse 44. For all that they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. In another Bible, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood.
因为他们都是自己有余，拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上。
Do you understand what Jesus has said?
你明白耶稣所说的吗？
Jesus said that this woman was very poor in poverty.
耶稣说这个妇人在财务上是非常贫穷。
And Jesus said she gave her all into the offering.
耶稣说她把她所有的都奉献出去了。
And Jesus said she put in her whole livelihood.
耶稣说她把一切养生的都投上了。
She gave her all.
她把全部都奉献出去。
Now this was a shock.
这何等震撼啊！
Ready?
预备好吗？
She gave her all.
全部都奉献。
Jesus didn't stop her giving.
耶稣没有拦阻她的奉献。
If you ask, you give so much, how about yourself?
哎呀，你全部都给了，你自己怎么办？
How is she going to find the next meal?
下一次还怎么办？
Now this is a shock. God let her go with completely empty in her pockets.
耶稣让她带着空空的离开。
If you say God has compassion and Jesus knew that she gave her all, no, please don't throw two, throw one enough. Keep one for yourself. True or not? If you have compassion, don't throw two, keep one, please, please don't do that.
如果你有怜悯，就是啊，不要说给啊，就给一个、两个不要，就给一个就好了。
Because you need one for your living.
因为你要留另外一个为你的生活啊。
But Jesus says, let her go.
但是这里耶稣让他离开了。
You say, wow, Jesus wants some money.
他说哦，耶稣好爱钱啊。
No.
不是。
But Jesus understands the law of giving.
因为耶稣基督知道奉献的法律。
When she gave her all.
当他全部给的时候
What will happen to her tomorrow?
他所有天上明明都要给他
不是天上地上
地上
What will happen to her tomorrow? Do you know what happened to her tomorrow?
他明天发生什么事你知道吗
You know why Jesus purposely let her go Let her give her all
耶稣基督让他全奉献完了让他走
Because Jesus knows her tomorrow is going to be great
因为耶稣知道他明天会更好啊。
Because Jesus knows she has released her seed for the operation of heaven's blessing coming upon her.
因为耶稣知道这个妇人已经把天上的祝福已经释放下来，从她的奉献里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we come back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
请再回到哥林多后书第
九章。
And Second Corinthians chapter 9, we just read in verse 7.
第七节。
And this is what it says. Every man accordingly as he purposed in his heart.
个人要随本心所酌定的。你不要做的。
We talk and talk, we can stay until midnight. This is the second wrong attitude in giving. It is called the sloppy man's way. Thoughtless, careless, and casual giving. Look at how the Macedonian gave. Look at verse 4. Chapter 9, verse 4. He says, For if any Macedonian come with me and find you unprepared, I will be ashamed of you. The Macedonians are prepared in their giving.
万一有马其顿人与我同去，见你们没有预备，就叫我们所确信的缓成了羞愧，你们羞愧更不用说了。
The Macedonians are not thoughtless in giving; they are prepared to do what they have already prepared.
马其顿的人并不是很富足，但是他们预备要还预备。
In another version, it says each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give.
另外一句话就是说，每一个人应该预备，他是已经预备好的要有奉献。
Can you imagine when while you are paying your income tax, you are very careful in your giving to the government?
你有没有想过，当你的这个所得税要给政府，你会非常仔细的准备的。
You make sure you're prepared to give accurately.
你会非常确定你要缴的税呢是非常仔细精算。
But when you give to the kingdom of God, 清清菜菜，
你给神国的奉献的是随随便便。
I feel like giving, I give.
我觉得我要奉献，我就奉献。
I like the man of God, then I give. I don't like the man of God, I don't give.
我喜欢这个神的仆人，我就奉献；不喜欢我就不奉献。
And the offering that comes past you, you just throw $5, $10, and you don't even thought about it.
然后现在从你前面过程就五块钱一块钱这样随便奉献
，because you give little, there's no impact. You don't feel it.
因为你给了一点点，不会影响到你。
And that's why you have been giving all the days of your life, and there's no impact in your giving.
那么所以你整个一生的日子当中，关于你的奉献呢，不会影响到你。
I've seen many, and I said, Lord, may they come out of the deception.
我就是看了，我就想说，神哪天他们从这个从这种欺骗里面出来。
Now he says in verse 7, he says, so let him give not grudgingly.
第七节，他说，因为捐的乐意的是神所喜爱的。
No. He says, let him give not grudgingly.
不要做难。
This is the third wrong attitude in giving.
这是奉献的第三个错误的态度。
It's called the carnal man's complaints. 属世属肉的肉
属肉体的抱怨。
He said, the church always want my money.
总是要浪费我的钱。
The church always talk about money.
总是谈钱。
So you are very grudgingly in your giving. You are not happy.
所以你在斤斤计较你的奉献一点都不快乐。
But you don't mind.Like in my local country, you don't mind paying $8.50 to sit in an aircon room to watch a movie.
但是你不会小气，在一个很舒服的这个冷气房里面看电影。
You pay the money and you don't complain. You want my money?
然后你看电影，你会抱怨说：“你要我的钱呐、
啊、？”You just give happily and go and enjoy your movie.
哇，你就是买票看的电影很喜欢。
But when you come to the house of God, how you want my money?
那你到神的面前，我要我的钱。
No wonder you are poor all the days of your life.
所以难怪整个生命当中都贫穷。
That's why many Americans understand this revelation and they are prospering.
所以很多美国人知道这个启示，所以他一生当中都富足。
I pray Chinese will prosper in Jesus' name.
我祷告华人。
That's what the Pharisee complained to the woman's giving. He said, why this waste? We should have sell it and give to the poor. Complained. Judas was angry over other people's giving. He didn't even dig into his own pocket to give, and yet he complained. The day when they talk about offering and you complain in your heart, sorry, you are poor. When people make an announcement for giving and you say again money, you are poor. This is man, when the church talk about giving and you say give again, you are poor.
那生意人啊，如果教会讲到奉献，你又说哇，要奉献，那么你是贫穷的。
You know why you are poor?
你知道为什么你贫穷吗？
You're poor in your mind.
你的心思是贫穷的。
You have not renewed your mind according to the knowledge of His will. You are poor. Rich men are poor. Rich men, poor men are poor. They are poor in your mind.
你是富翁还是贫穷的人，都由你的头脑来决定。
不是，他们的头脑是老旧，没有变化，所以每一次都埋怨神。 Their mind is not renewed.
他们头脑没有被更新。
Amen. But look at what Jesus said. Look at how Jesus responds to people who give.
耶稣对这个奉献的人，耶稣怎么反应？
Here comes the revelation. He said, let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed to me.
让她走吧。
The word good deed in the Greek language was emphatic. Verse 6. It done a good deed, the word good deed was specially highlighted in the Greek. Give it good deed. The word good comes from the Greek word kalos. And what does kalos mean? It means the attractive appearance of a thing that appears pleasing and beautiful in one's eyes. I'm telling you, when God, Jesus saw her giving, she said it was kalos, it was a beautiful thing. If your mind thinks like the word money again, then you think that giving is dirty.
所以当你的头脑就想说，哇，又谈钱，那么你的这个思想呢，是个脏的。
God say giving is kalos.
神说奉献是kalos。
God say giving is a beautiful thing.
神说奉献是很美。
When God receive your giving, He say kalos.
当神看到你的奉献说kalos。
What a beautiful gift that the people are giving unto me.
多么美啊，人把这些奉献给我。
Don't put a black spot and stain the beauty of giving by your complaining.
不要把这个偷，因为你的抱怨把这么美的事情打倒。
Do you know we are just only halfway now?
我们只是一半哦。
We have not yet come to the revelation on how to give prophetically.
我们还没来到如何得到这个预言的启示。
Maybe we will cut short. And he says here, the fourth wrong attitude in giving. He says, not only give not grudgingly, or of necessity. The fourth wrong attitude is called the reluctant man's offering. Don't ever give out of compulsion. I always tell people, you don't want to give? Keep your money.
如果我告诉你, 如果你不想奉献, 把你的钱留着,
If a man of God tells you keep your money, you're finished.
如果有人跟你神的仆人跟你讲，神的仆人跟你讲说，把钱留下来，你完了。
You know what he's actually trying to tell you?
你知道这是怎么样吗？我告诉你。
You will stay poor all the days of your life.
那么你以后的日子，你就会停留在贫穷的阶段。
Because you don't understand the power of giving.
因为你不知道奉献的能力。
You know, in times past, I gave to a man of God.
那么在过去的日子，我把奉献给神的仆人。
And the man of God refused to take my gift offering. He said, I know you don't have the money, you cannot give to me. I said, you must take it. And there was a tug of war.
那个神的仆人说，我知道你呀，你不能奉献啊，你不够的啊，你。然后我们就跟我说，你一定要拿，就这样子推来推去。
太极推手，推来推去。你拿去我拿回，你拿去我拿回。I said, you must take my giving. Why?
我说你一定要拿，为什么？
Because I know when I give, I'm not poor.
因为我知道，当我给的时候，我就不再贫穷。
I say you must take my offering because I know I need you to take my offering so that I can have my breakthrough.
因为我知道你必须接受我的奉献，使我能够突破贫穷的阶段。
You know, in my sabbatical, I have no income coming in.
你就在我安息年里面，我没有收入的。
And I sold to another man.
然后我撒在另外一个
And the man was shocked that I give.
当我给他的时候，他震撼。
And I give a big amount, and he was shocked.
我给他一笔大钱，他吓坏了。
And there was 太极推手。He said, "Come on, you don't have income." I said, "You take it."
我说，他说我不能啊，你没有收入，我说你一定要拿。
Because I know when I give it away, I am.Preparing my tomorrow.
如果我那么听到我把奉献出去的时候，我一定有今天。
And I'm telling you, I enjoy my Sabbath.
我告诉你，我享受我的安息年了。
Oh, I received my breakthroughs.
我已经领受了我的突破。
Don't ever give out of guilt.Give, you're guilty. The pastor say, give, you don't give, you feel, oh, I've done something wrong.
要感到这个定罪感。
Don't give to show people that you are a great giver.
不要告诉人家你是一个很会奉献的人。
You know, in Acts chapter 5, there was a couple that saw another couple sell something and give all to the church.
那有一个夫妇，他们把东西卖掉了，然后奉献给教会。
And Ananias and Sapphira sorry, and they say we sell our land, we do the same thing.
亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉跟门徒讲说，我们把所有都卖掉了，我们给教会。
If we don't give, no face.
如果我们不给，没有面子。
My neighbor give all, if I don't give all, I lose out.
我的邻居给我没有给我没有面子。
So you know what they did? They sell all and they get all the profit.And all the profit that they gave 70% to the church, but they tell the world they give 100%. That is called a reluctant man giving. They don't really give. They are very unwilling to release their money. Some people, when they give, they have a heart attack.不是心脏病，
心脏啊，
哇，痛得要命啊，钱走啦。Reluctance man's offering，
哇，做难的奉献啊。
When you give, God say you should be joyful。
当你奉献的时候，神说你要喜乐
，Not sad，
不要忧伤。
Why must you be joyful?
我要喜乐。
Money is gone. How come you be joyful?
钱已经走了，你如何喜乐？
You must be crazy. Money gone and you are happy. You're crazy.
你一疯了，钱走了，你还喜乐？
No, you are happy because you stand on the revelation.
你为什么喜乐？因为你站在那启示里面。
The revelation of the knowledge of His will say when you give, God will give all grace unto you.
启示是当你奉献的时候，会把各样的恩惠赐给你。
Hallelujah. And now we come to this area on how to give prophetically.
现在我们来到如何
prophetically. 先知性，
先知性的奉献。
We cut off one part, now we have to jump to this part now.
我们现在进到这个部分来了。
Now it was in the house in Bethany.It was in a house of a Pharisee called Simon. Now here we talk about two characters, Simon and Mary. Now listen very carefully. Simon, in the original meaning, it means flat nose.
Simon, 呢在一般来讲就是
鼻子扁的，这个吗？
啊，扁鼻子啊，低塌的，塌鼻子的。
In the Greek language, Simon is flat nose.
在希腊文就是西门就是塌鼻子的。
According to the law of the Old Testament, if you have a flat nose, you cannot be a priest.
按照旧约的这个祭司的条例，如果你塌鼻子，你不能成为祭司。
What does nose represent?
那这个他
啊，鼻子的功能是什么 ？It means to smell things.
那叫闻呢
？Is to discern things.
要分辨。
Flat nose means no discernment.
那他鼻子是没有分辨。
This word Simon in the Greek is actually the same word in the Old Testament called Simeon.
那么在西门在旧约里面叫西妹
，and Simeon is the second son of Leah, Jacob's wife.
西妹呢是利亚的孩子。
Simeon in the Hebrew means hearing, talking about your ears.
西妹在希伯来文的意思就是要听啊。
So now we talk about nose and we talk about ear.
现在我们谈到鼻子跟耳朵。
And this Simon is a Pharisee.And Pharisee is symbolic of spiritual blindness. Because in Matthew chapter 15 verse 12 to 14, Matthew 15 verse 12 to 14, and chapter 23 verse 24 and 26, Jesus said, a Pharisee is a blind guide.
耶稣说法利赛人是瞎眼的领导者
Pharisee is blind leaders leading the blind
法利赛人是瞎眼的领瞎眼的
So now listen very carefully I'm speaking I'm giving you a deeper picture
我现在给你一个是一个图画
First he talks about the nose There's some problem with the nose
首先谈到鼻子
Then he talks about the ear
再来就耳朵
Now he talks about the eye He said the Pharisee is a blind leader.
法利赛人是瞎眼的领袖
And now he said this Simon, the Pharisee, is a leper.
马赛人讲的时候，这个西门呢是一个长大麻风的
Leprosy in the Old Testament is symbolic of sin and iniquity.
那么大麻风在旧约的表示呢，义就是罪
So what does Simon represent?
所以西门代表什么呢
？Uncleanness and defilement because of leprosy.
是一个不洁净的，因为他是一个长大。
Because of leprosy, Simon symbolically is spiritually blind, spiritually deaf.
那么西门呢，在属灵上就地表了，是一个瞎眼的，是一个聋子。
Having no discernment.Not knowing who Jesus is.
没有分辨力知道耶稣是谁。
He only knows that Jesus is a man of God.
他只知道耶稣基督是神的。
He knows that Jesus functioned in the ministry of a prophet.
他知道耶稣基督在用先知性的运作。
But he doesn't know who Jesus is.
但是他不知道耶稣是谁。
But the woman knows.
但是这个护理知道
Mary know who Jesus is.
玛利亚知道耶稣是谁。
You want Mary know?
你知道吗？玛利亚知道吗？
Mary know Jesus is her bridegroom.
玛利亚知道耶稣是她的新郎。
Because a woman who have an alabaster box are normally.Saved up to be broken on the day of wedding.
因为通常夫人通常在她婚礼的那天才把马香膏拿过来装。
So Mary saying, Jesus is my love.
So Maria said, Jesus was my love.
Mary saw he was the bridegroom in the future, Kairos timing. Mary, in the original meaning, means bitter. She has bitterness. She needs words of healing from Jesus. Mary in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, had another meaning. In the Hebrew, Mary means the star of the sea. People who are set sail on a ship in those days, they need some light from the heavens, the moon or even the star. A star releases light. She is the star of the sea. In other words, she had the light of discernment. Simon, flat nose, no discernment. But Mary had discernment because she is the star of the sea. And now I'm going to talk to you in ending how to be a prophetic giver. Firstly, Mary possessed a listening heart. In Luke chapter 10, verse
39,
Jesus went to Bethany in the house of Lazarus, and Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. Sit down and she listened. She had a listening heart. When you have a listening heart, you will be guided on how and who to give. Secondly, she possessed knowledge of the servant of God, Jesus. No, she had knowledge of the servant of God called Jesus. Knowledge. Why? Because she saw Jesus raise her brother Lazarus from the grave. She heard Jesus say in John chapter 11 verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. She had knowledge of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't give blindly. When you give, do you know who you give to? Don't give to a stranger. Mary knows who Jesus is. Sometimes I see people give, I say, do you know who that guy is?
I know.
And then I begin to tell them about the history and all about the man. Do you know who you give to? You must know whether that servant is really a servant of God. Third reason. She learns to wait at his feet.
She
Look at John chapter 11, verse 20-29. It says that when she heard that Jesus was coming, she sat still in the house.
请看这个约翰福音十一章二十到二十九节。耶稣当玛利亚听到耶稣来，他就坐在他的脚。
She learned to sit and wait for the moment of the time.
她学习坐着等候在那个时刻。
And now we come to the fourth reason.
然后到第四个人。
You say, Pastor, why do you give me all this reason?
你说牧师，你为什么给我这个理由啊？
Because I don't want you to give blind me.
因为我不要你是一个瞎眼。
Mary was not a blind giver.
玛利亚不是一个瞎眼的奉献者。
I want to prove to you that she knew what she was doing.
我要证明给你看，她知道她给的是谁。
Fourth reason, she knows something.
第四个理由，她知道一些事情。
The fourth reason is she heard the Rhema.
第四个理由，她听到Rhema的启示。
What was the Rhema that she heard?
他听到什么Rhema?
Let's look to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章。
The other account of the giving of Mary.
另外玛利亚的这个记录。
Because the Matthew chapter 26 verse 6 talks about the same story.
第六节讲到同样的故事。
But look at what she had heard before she gave. She knew what she was giving.
她知道她给的是谁，她听到的是怎么样。
What did she hear?
她听到什么？
Look at verse 1 and verse 2.
请看第二个章第一节第二节。
It came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified.
耶稣说完了这句话，就对门徒说：“你们知道，过两天是逾越节，人子将要被交给人钉在十字架上。”
And she know the custom of the day.
他知道那个日子的习俗。
When a man die, need to be anointed for burial.
他一个人要死，要被高抹头盔。
She got the Rhema.
他得了这个 Rhema.
Now we come to the fifth reason.
我们来到第五个理由。
Would you turn to Luke chapter 7 for another incident, same account?
我们请看路加福音第七章。
Verse 41.
41节。
There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, the one owed 500 pence and the other 50, and when he had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most, and he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged.
也就是说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五两，因为他们无力偿还债，你就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说：“我想是那多得恩免的人。”耶稣说：“你断得不错。”
He talked about two debtors that owe the same creditor.
这里讲到两个债主都有同样的罪孽。
And he said, Who loved the creditor the most?
他就问他说，哪一个人爱那个债主更多？
He said, The one that owed the most and was forgiven by the creditor, that is the man that loved the most.
那么他说，如果那个债欠的多的人，一定爱那个债权人更多。
Now, Jesus concludes in verse 47.
耶稣在47节有个结论。
Wherefore I say unto you, her sins which are many, her debts are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, and to whom little is forgiven the same love little.
所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但她赦免少的，她的爱就少。
Ladies and gentlemen, she knew her sins are many.
弟兄姐妹，她知道她的罪过。She
is like a debtor. She owe a lot to God.
她是一个债务人，她欠神很多的罪。God
is like a creditor.
上帝好像一个债权人。He
said, I forgive your debts of sins, which are many.
上帝说，我赦免你这么多的罪。
In other words, Jesus said, you know, among everyone in this house, this woman, whose debts are so much are forgiven, this is the woman that loved me the most.
好像我们坐在当中的，因为这个妇人呢，他的罪这么多，我圣灵大师他爱你特别多。
Fifth reason, she gave because she loved the Lord very much.
第五个理由，因为他爱主这么多，所以他给了出去。
Why do we give?
为什么我们给呢
？Because we love the Lord.
因为我们爱神。
Why do you give more?
为什么你爱主，你给的更多呢
？Because we love the Lord very much.
因为我们非常爱主。
Your giving express your spirituality.
你的奉献表现了你的属灵的状况。
Your giving reveal how much you really love God.
你的奉献显明了你多爱神有多少。
How much did she give?
你给了多少呢
？The box.Of ointment, according to Judas Iscariot, it cost more than 300 denarii.
那我按照这犹大的计算呢，超过三十多两。
300 denarii.
中文是三十两。
三十是错，因为 according to the right weight, it's called 300 denarii.
三百多两。
我们是用正版的从希腊文来看 这件事 300 denaries
300多年
1 denaries is equivalent to 1 days of a laborer's man's wages
那么一年呢它是一个工人一天的薪资工资
In the Hebrew calendar 300 days equals to 1 year
那么在希伯来年历呢是300多年的一年的收入
300 denarii equal 1 year's wages.
那么是三百多年还是一个人一年的收入
You say, how much did the woman give?
那么这个妇人给了多少呢
Let me give you a calculation.
我给你一个
3 denarii you can buy one shoe.
三两你可以买一头羊
5 denarii you can buy one ox.
那么五两呢？你可以买一个牛。
300 denarii you can buy 100 sheep.
三百两你可以买一百头羊。
100 sheep you can become a businessman.
一百头羊你就可以成为一个生意。
You can become a shepherd. You own sheep. You have your own business.
哇，你有一百头羊，你有自己的生意。
But she gave it all away to the man of God called Jesus.
他把他全部给出去，是耶稣基督这个神的人。
If you put it into modern calculation,
如果你更多的来精算
，according to 1 year wages,
用一年的来。
Now, in my local country, a nurse occupation collect a wages of $3,000. 护士的工薪水。
在我的国家，护士的薪水是
一个月赚3000块。
$3,000
一个月赚3000块
新币。
One year is 36,000。
一年是36,000。
So you can talk in the modern day, this woman gave $36,000 away.
所以你从那这样算，这个妇人就一年奉献了36,000新币奉献出去。
But the Judas Iscariot is more than 300 denarii.More than 300. So probably it's equivalent to $40,000.
So it can be more than 4,000.
Now I want to make you think now. The Bible says she gave away 1 year's salary. Based on the calculation of 300.
就用300来计算。
Now, let me ask you a question.
再请问你一个问题。
When you work and you receive salary,
当你工作你拿到工资
you keep all the salary,
你把所有的薪水都留住了。
No, you have your daily expenses.
你要知道你必须把你每天的开销都花出去啊。
So to be honest in our calculation, probably in 1 month, she spent 2/3 of her money on monthly family expenses.
所以呢，他有可能呢是会把二分之一拿来开销。
1/3 of the salary for saving，
三分之一是存款下来。
So therefore, when she says she gave away 1 year's worth of salary，
所以意思就是，如果他把一年的薪水都拿来贡献的话
，if she saves 1/3 every month，
如果他每一个月存款三分之一
so to equivalent to 300 denarii she had to save for 3 years
所以这样一年的收入他就 存了三年
therefore she gave away her 3 years savings
他是把他三年的存款都奉献出去
she didn't give $5, $10
他不是奉献五块钱十块钱
she not even give $100 away
他不是只有100块钱
that giving touched the heart of God
这样的贡献摸着神的心
I wonder your giving touch God or not
我怀疑你的贡献有没有摸着神的心
It doesn't even impress the angels
你不需要使天使已经非常的记忆深刻
Don't even say God You don't even impress the angels
你甚至都不会使天使都非常的印象深刻
She gave out of love
她把她海生给
She so sacrificially She sold to the next move of God, which is represented in the life of Jesus. Sowing prophetically is that you must learn to discern what is the next move of God, and you sow to the right ministry, to the right man of God. There are many ministries are now outdated. They have old manna. They have no fresh manna from heaven.
所以你的奉献一言上的奉献就是你奉献在神下一步要做的事情有很多神的仆人还留在这个保持的阶段旧的阶段没可以用心那么你奉献在这个领域
You must sow into the next move where you will have a new breed of leaders that are going to be used mightily by God the next move of God
所以你要奉献在下一步神要用的这些仆人这些事工上面
You must know who you sow
你一定要知道你奉献给谁。
Can I give you one statement?
我可以再给你一个宣言吗？
You know what he says in Mark 14 verse 9?
你知道马可福音十四章第九节这样讲。
He says, as a result of her giving, she will remember for all generations.
这张怎么说？在这个这一世代，他会作为纪念。
I want you to think deeper.
而且各位在生日的时间
Her giving must touch God so much that God says such a remarkable statement that He has never and will never say about anyone in history.
他的奉献是这样的被神深深的感动或者说被神印象深刻所以神说了这么一句有力量的话说这个人在这个传福音诉说这里的所做的你们纪念这样的一个话语
Can I ask you a question? Have anyone in the history of the Bible have received such a commendation and honor from God?
我问你们一个问题在整个历史当中有没有另外一个人是这样的同样的被神同样的说这样的话呢
Did the mighty man of Samson receive this honor?
哇，参孙有没有得到这样的一个尊荣的话呢
？Did the mighty man of Samuel receive this honor?
撒母耳这么有力量的人，有没有得到这几个
？Did the mighty man of Solomon receive this honor?
所罗门有没有受到这几个尊荣的话
？Those men have been anointed by God with a powerful ministry.
这些人都有这么有能力、这么高傲、有这么大的侍奉
，But compared to this woman, they lose out to her.
但是跟这个故人比起来，他们在神的心中，
Can you calculate in your mind? All the man of God anointed by God in the Old Testament cannot compare to her one act of giving.
所有就业的这些人跟这个奉献的妇人，这个给予的妇人比起来，都还不能比较。
If you can think along this line of thought,
如果你能够想到我所讲的这条线。
You have a revelation.
你有启示。
Giving is not carnal.
奉献
is not carnal.
Carnal
属肉体的，
不是奉献，不是属肉体的。
Giving is spiritual.
奉献是属灵的。
Giving touches the heart of Jesus.
Amen. 奉献触摸到耶稣的心。
Because if you don't believe, why did Jesus say from now on?She will be remembered from every generation to come when the gospel is preached.
所以因为这么摸着耶稣的心，所以耶稣说，在未来每一个传福音的人都会纪念这件事情。
I want to shock you now.
现在来个震撼你。
She talk about the woman.
他谈到的是姐妹。
How about you as a woman?
你做姐妹的如何？
Have you done something that really impressed the heart of God?
你做了，你做了一些真的让神非常的印象深刻吗？
Would you live and die without nothing to impress God?
你愿意活着直到你始终没有什么事情使神印象深刻吗？
All my beautiful and wonderful ladies.
我亲爱漂亮的姐妹们。
All my queens.
所有皇后们。
I'm telling you.
我告诉你们
It's time that you follow her footsteps.
是时候了，你要跟随这个姐妹的脚步。
Giving impress the heart of God.
奉献使神印象深刻。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, think like this. She saw Jesus enter into the house of Simon.
看到耶稣进到西门的家。
If you, as a woman,becomes her for a moment.
如果你一个姐妹现在角色扮演成为玛利亚一点时间
You saw Jesus go into that house.
你看到耶稣进到那个家
What will you do?
你要怎么做
Oh, karabakadarabakadarabakadarabakadarabakadarabak
哦，他什么领导都不知道，
你的光光干干是没有用的，
光光领导可不好啊。
Did this woman pray in tongues?
他这个妇人有没有方言祷告啊
？Did this woman fast?
那个妇人有没有进食啊
？What did this woman do?
这个妇人做什么呢？
打破。
I'm telling you what this woman do.
我告诉你这个姐妹怎么做。
She didn't go empty-handed.
她也没有说空手进去。
Whenever you meet God, never meet God without giving.
每一次你遇见神，不要空手，不要不奉献。
The Bible says three times a year, all male will come to Jerusalem to worship God, and they must not come empty-handed.
圣经里面所有的男人一年三次要去见神，而且不可以空手见神。
A lot of us meet God with praying in tongues, kurabakadarabaka.
我们多人见神都是用方言祷告。
Amen. Lord, look at your heart.
然后看你的心。
Stingy giver, God said, go away.God sees a giver and she knows, he knows.
Amen. 神看一个奉献的人，神知道他是个什么状况。
She came to meet God with her giving.
她来遇见耶稣，用她的奉献。
There's another deeper revelation, but we won't go into it.
另外一个更深的启示，但是
Second revelation.
第二个启示
He said, Oh, I know now. Oh, Jesus is next door.
Oh, 我知道耶稣在另外一个家。
I know what to do now.
我现在知道怎么做了。
I will bring something along with me.
我要带一些跟着我。
我带五块、十块去。
哦，带五块、十块。
You get it wrong. She bring her best gift.She purposed in her heart, she had decided what to give to Jesus. She purposed to give her best that is represented in the alabaster box of ointment. Thirdly,
第三
I want to show you something very beautiful.
哇，告诉各位，非常美秀。
Turn to Luke chapter 7 again.
请看路加福音第六章。
第七章。
啊，先生，第七章。
45-46节。
45-46。
Verse 45, Thou give me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. Verse 46, My head with oil thou did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment.
你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候，就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有与我抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
Are you ready for a shock?
你预备好被震撼了吗？
You might have think, wow, this woman is fantastic.
你想说这个妇人真是不得了。
But in the eyes of the Pharisee, they say this woman is 希腊笑。
在华裔上的眼中，这个妇人一定是一个疯的。
You know why?
为什么呢？ 她不玩，为什么？我告诉你。
Are you ready?
你讲吗？
She did everything wrong.
他所做的每件事情都错了。
Because when the host of the house to greet the guest, they always kiss on the face, but woman kiss her feet, kiss his feet, do it wrongly.
因为在那个时候，接待的应该吻人家的脸，但是是妇人不能脚，错了第一件事情。
Secondly, when they greet the visitor, they anoint the head with oil, but this woman anoint his feet with oil.
但是他们对这个拜访者他是用油膏他的头，但是他们是用油膏他的脚，也错了。
She used her giving, quote unquote, in a wrong way.
所以他的奉献啊，给予呢，都是错误的方法。
But God said, I know her heart.
但神说，我知道。
She may not give it in the right way, but she had the right spirit.
他的方法是错误，但是他的灵是对的。
Amen.
Amen.
The alabaster box supposed to be anoint the head, but you're going to anoint the feet.
哪个香膏是要膏我头的，但是这个膏脚啊？
Wrongly, but Jesus accepted.
Amen.
错误，
那是接受。
You say, why did Jesus accept it?
为什么耶稣接受呢？
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
I will leave you with this statement.
我要把这个宣言给你们。
She did everything wrong, but yet Jesus accepted her offering. Why?
他所做每件事情都错误，但耶稣基督接受他的奉献，为什么呢？
The reason was in verse 45.
原因在第十五节。
You know what the Bible say? When I have come into this house, this woman has not ceased kissing me until now.
当我进来的时候，这妇人就无住的用嘴亲我的脚。
Do you know, he said, have not stopped kissing me.
不住地亲我的脚。
The word cease in the Greek is dialipor. Dialipor means not broken continuity, but constant reoccurring acts.
在希腊文里面叫做 dialipor.
就是
不断的不断的。
Can you imagine? If you are a Pharisee,can I be very dramatic?
Yeah.
You don't feel shy? I'm going to do it very crudely to make an impact. Are you ready?
Okay.
Never stop kissing.
没有停止的问。
You get it?
你得到了吗？
Jesus' feet have never been washed with water. It was filled with dirt and Mary kissed a dirty feet.
耶稣基督是走过那个尘土，脚很脏啊，没有洗脚。玛利亚就不断的问他的脚呢。
You greet a visitor with a kiss, but she never stopped kissing.
那么他对拜这个。访客呢，不断不住的给你闻他的脚。
Now you understand why Jesus accepted her offering, even though she did everything wrong.
你现在就知道了，为耶稣基督为什么接受他的奉献，即使他是方法是错的。
This is the law of life. If you want God to accept the offering,
这是你生命的角色。如果你要神接受你的奉献
，What was her heart attitude in her action of non-stop kissing Jesus' feet?
他没有停止的吻耶稣，就是表达了心里的态度。
Do you know in the Greek it says never stop kissing? Do you know if you don't kissing so many times it's very tiring?
你知道吗？你不断的吻是很疲倦的。
But she did it and did it and did it and did it.
但是他继续不断的、不断的、不断的。
Because worship in the Greek language, proskuneo, is means to kiss towards the master.
那么在希腊人敬拜呢，就是好像救过人的意思。
The law of giving is never stop kissing Jesus in your heart to him.
奉献的法则就是没有停止的亲吻耶稣。
This woman loved Jesus.
这个妇人爱耶稣。
Her love is expressed in her kissing.
她表达她的爱是用吻。
She is not embarrassed to show everyone that she loved the Lord. She's not afraid of the religious leader Pharisees to persecute her. This is the Lord. If you give out of a heart of worship, heart of love, God will accept.
这是瓦德，如果你把你的心给神，不再爱神，神接受你的奉献。
From now on, when you give, let it be given out of your hand with a kiss.
从现在开始，当你奉献的时候，透过你的手亲吻耶稣。
That means you give because you love Jesus.
你给是因为你爱耶稣。
But this woman loved Jesus so much.
但是这个妇人爱耶稣这么的多。
That's why her love touched the heart of God.
所以她的爱摸透耶稣的心。
Her giving was an expression of that extravagant love for Jesus.
她的给予表达她对耶稣基督的爱，她心中有一个不寻常的一个伟大的爱，从她的奉献就可以看得出来，不寻常的奉献。
Her unusual love, her great love, is demonstrating her unusual giving.
她不寻常的爱，她的不主的爱，然后透过她的奉献表达出来。
My friend, when you give, please give out of love for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当你奉献的时候，请你用爱，真正用心里爱表达你对神的爱。
Whenever you gave out of a great love for Jesus, you are the same woman that is in Mark 14.
当你奉献的时候，你全心的爱奉献出去，你就跟这个妇人一样。
And let me conclude in this statement.
现在我们为这个先言来做一个结论。
You remember just now we read 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6?
你记得哥哥说你九章第六节怎么说呢？
He that sows sparingly will reap sparingly.
少种的少说。
He that reaps bountifully, so bountifully will reap bountifully.
多种的多说。
Can I ask you a question?
我能不能请问你们一个问题？
Mark 14, this woman is under which category?
她是这个妇人是在哪一种计算盘之下呀？
Based on 2 Corinthians 9, 6, this woman represents which group, which kind of the giver? If you want to be that woman today, from now on, whenever you give, give bountifully. Oh, Pastor, if I give, I don't have. Come tomorrow night and you will know. Tomorrow night, I'm going to tell you the revelation. When you give, you'll be surprised. Because that woman gave, and what happened? She received such a shock that God said, from now on, your name will be a memorial throughout all generations. Can I ask a question? If giving is carnal, if you give one time, logic, if you give, how can this giving impact for all generations until Jesus comes? Is it logical? Can you imagine her giving has such an impact? We are talking about your son and your grandson will remember her.
我告诉我们讲的是你的孩子你的孙子都会纪念这位妇人。
Why? Because she did something unusual.
因为她做了一些不寻常的事。
Unusual giving creates unusual response from God.
不寻常的奉献 创造了不寻常的神的伟业。
She received such an honor, she will be remembered.
她得到了这样的尊荣，她会被纪念。
One day there was a prophet of God.
有一天有一个神的先生。
And the prophet of God was looking at the crowd.
这先生看着会众。
It was a few thousand people.
几千人的。
It was in America.
在美国。
And he saw an open vision.
他用一个大意象。
He saw on the head of every man and woman there was a box.
他看到每一个弟兄姐妹都有一个盒子。
There was a treasure box on top of every person's head above.
那么在每一个弟兄姐妹的头上都有一个财宝的这个盒子。
And he looked into the box.
他看着那个盒子里面。
Many of those boxes are empty.
很多人的盒子都是空的。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说呢?
If you give to the kingdom, you have treasures in heaven.
如果你把钱财给神的国，你在天上就有财宝。
So he saw many people's treasure box are empty.
所以他看到这么多人的财宝的盒子都是空的。
Did they give to God?
他们给神的吗?
Did they make a right investment in God's kingdom?
他们在神的国土里面有正确的投资吗
？No，
没有。
That man that saw the vision was Rick Joyner。
看到这个意象的就是雷乔纳牧师。
I wonder tonight if God opened up your eyes and you see your own treasure box。
我要神祷告神今天晚上能够开你属灵眼睛，看到你自己的财宝的盒子。
How much are there in that box？
在你的盒子里面有多少啊？
You know it in your own heart.
你知道在你的心中。
I come sent by God to your nation for this purpose.
我被神差派来你们的国家是为这个目的。
I'm not here to give you a sermon.
我并不是来只是给你们一个信息。
I'm here to challenge you to change your lifestyle.
我来挑战你们改变你们的生活形式。
And you determine in your heart that you will be.Give unto the kingdom of God.
你在心中要做一个决定，你要在神国里面成为一个决意的人。
One day when you reach heaven, you open your own treasure box.
有一天当你到天上，你看着你自己的财宝盒，
you will have exceeding joy.
你会有充满的喜乐。
Because you make the right investment in life on earth.
因为你做了你生命当中正确关于财宝的投资。
Let's go for such a aim.
那我们往这个目标前走。
That we will fill up our treasure box while we are still living and alive on this earth.
让我们把这个天国的财宝充满到我们在地上的时候。
So that we will not regret on that day.
所以我们在那个日子的时候就不会后悔的。
Can you imagine? You see your friend. Hey, you're from Hosanna. And then look at each other. 哎呦，空的。哎呦，我以为你很属灵。All will be exposed on that day.
我们那天都会显现出来。其实我们今天大家看到，哦，我以为你属灵，我的车子是空的。
Will you be?Going back to heaven with an empty box.
你愿意当你回到天上的时候，你的盒财宝的盒子是空的吗
？Listen, that woman with the alabaster box was broken and was empty for Jesus.
今天这个妇人把她的高的塔后空了，给都全部给耶稣。
She broke and the box was now empty.
她打破了，但是那盒子并不空。
Can I ask you a question?
我能不能问你一个问题
？Now in heaven, what is inside her box?
在天堂，她的盒子里面是什么呢？
啊？对啦 ，It's filled up with treasures.
她的盒子充满了财宝。
One day she'll say, "Do you know I am that woman? Look at my box."
有一天你会说，哇，你知道吗？我就是那个把那个。
I pray that you will be such a generous giver that one day you can open up your box and you're not embarrassed to show your neighbor. Nah, 看了。
我祷告各位都非常的慷慨，所以有一天你当你打开你的天堂的财宝的格子时，你不会觉得非常的羞愧。
Amen
Amen。
So let's learn this lesson and be like this woman with a right heart in giving。
请听请听，像这个故人一样有这样的心关于奉献他。
Amen
Amen。
Say I will be like that woman，
像这个妇人一样。
I will give generously，
我会慷慨的奉献。
So that my box in heaven，
所以我在天上的财宝
will be filled with the treasures of the kingdom of heaven，
会充满了成果的财宝。
Amen。Empty on earth but full in heaven，
地上是空的，天上是充满的。
You are a fool on earth but you are a wise man and woman in heaven because you have treasures in heaven。
你在地上是愚昧的，但是天上是聪明的，因为你的财宝在天上。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We will be rich with the treasures of God in our box.
我们这个在天上的财宝，
满满的，
满满，
彰扬神的荣耀。Amen.
他们能够荣耀神你。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们谢谢你。
We've learned the law of giving.
我们学习关于奉献的法则。
We saw how this woman gives.
我们看到这个妇人怎样的奉献。
And you taught us how to give in a right way.
而且她教我们这个用正确的方式来给予。
How she honored God through her giving.
透过她的奉献怎样荣耀主。
Lord, tonight we have determined in our hearts.
主啊，今天晚上我们的心里做一个决定。
That we will also honor God with our giving.
我们要用我们的奉献来荣耀神。
So Lord,
所以主啊
，From this day,
从现在开始
，Let our giving honor you.
让我们的奉献荣耀你。
Lord, give me a revelation.
主啊，给我们启示。
That when we give,
当我们给你的时候
，We will be like the woman thoroughly blessed.From this day forth, we will make the right investment prophetically. We want to sow in the seasons of God in the right move of God. So the Lord we will reap abundantly. So Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
This is the first night that you have caused your word to be heard in the land of Taiwan.
我们今晚上是第一个晚上，愿这样能够在这个台湾被听见。
Lord, continue to speak to us.
主啊，继续对我们说话。
For we will continue to hear your voice.
我们要继续听你的声音。
So Lord, prepare our hearts to come tomorrow.
主啊，今天我们心里面可以再来。
With giving.
To
listen to the voice of your word. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name.
Oh.